we have former South Sudanese Women's Peace Network, and we had developed an agenda for peace and sustainable development. This is what we want to now discuss in a public lecture at the University of Juba.
Why do you think this public lecture is very important to the public or to the persons who will be listening to?
Well, you know, we came out of war, we celebrated the independence, and all of a sudden, we are now running away, and everybody, some people are stuck in refugee camps, others cannot go around with their normal business. So as women, we think that we should discuss peace, we want to discuss with others, we want to mobilize people. Actually, the lecture is about mobilizing the South Sudanese for peace.
So when you mobilize this South Sudanese for peace, what will they be doing? Are you mobilizing them to continue preaching about peace, or what is it?
They will be converted as peacemakers themselves. They will refrain others from joining into violent activities, and therefore we create a conducive atmosphere where we can forgive each other and move forward.
Why should the women think this is the time that there is a need to talk about peace when we say peacemaking in South Sudan?
Well, we had been there during the CPA. It was women who worked behind the doors to make it possible to get the peace. Right now, we found ourselves that it's us and our children who are really affected by this war. We are displaced. Men are dying and the children are dying. And therefore, the women think that it's their responsibility as citizens of this country to ensure that there is peace among the citizens.
So when we say peacemaking in South Sudan, and this public presentation is talking about Women Agenda for Peace and Sustainable Development in South Sudan, how is this going to be maintained for the women to sustain this development?
Well, the women activities are around the current peace talks, and we want to accompany that peace talk so that the issues of women are included in the final agreement. The women are saying also we will follow the peace agreement through so that we ensure that whatever was agreed on is implemented fully. We also want to continue with the reconciliation issues because we believe that the peace process is not only in Addis, it's all over the South Sudan states, and we have members in the 10 states of South Sudan.
Now, is this public lecture coming up to talk about peace in Addis Ababa or to talk about peace among ourselves?
It's coming about to talk about our vision of peace. What is it that we want to see? What is it that we want to be done? So that's what it's all about. It's about the women thinking. It's about what the women think is important, the discussion that should go on so that we can live peacefully.
What message would you like to tell the public as we talk about peacemaking in South Sudan, and this public lecture is addressing all this?
I want every individual of us to engage in peace discussion, also to refrain from violent activities, because we think that we have a framework that can allow us to do things legally, including those who really want power. There are the election laws, there are the party laws where you can form your own party. So you don't need to shoot down people so that you can gain power in the government, because the legal framework is there and the constitution is very clear, and we have all agreed that we want to be a democratic society.